2. Positive Programming for Wealth. Go all out. The Prophet ﷺ came with the same message as Moses and Jesus ﷺ were sent with. He was sent to all humanity. And this is a critical point because it makes the Muslim transcend race, gender, geographical location. The message is for all people. Even non-Muslims benefit greatly from the mercy of Islam. That was how, for the first time ever in history, the Muslims globalized trade. Someone that could have a business span from China to Spain and to West Africa. Talk about true globalization. So Islam promotes trade from everyone. The laws of the Sharia, sacred laws, protect everyone's wealth and property. This is all to promote prosperity. Even during Hajj in Mecca, merchants are still selling. To this day, you will find people engaged in trade while going around the Kaaba. Someone can be trying to sell a nice watch to you while you are making tawaf around the Kaaba. And this is perfectly allowed. Islam allows you that much room and freedom to make profit. Obviously, the purpose of Hajj is not trade, but trade is still allowed. Your special connection. First of all, the Muslim entrepreneur views himself as the slave of Allah. The slave is the highest spiritual rank the messengers reached. Why is that? For you as an entrepreneur, being a slave of Allah means that you are following the natural process. This process is the order that Allah has put on this earth. That is, He provides and we take. Just like the birds, you too rely on Allah for your sustenance. The bird wakes up hungry and then goes back in the evening with a full stomach. Unfortunately, most of us are conditioned to depend on the government or other people to provide us with food and other necessities. And that is not the natural process. It breeds into us fear and insecurity. I have always been amazed to see that some people who have very little are so peaceful. Yet, I was even more amazed to see people with a lot of wealth not worried in the least over losing it. Like Mr. Mujibur Rahman, CEO of Redco, who lost his multi-million dollar construction business when he was implicated falsely and put into jail. He did not mind the loss, which is why he was able to build it up again from scratch when he got out. Another great entrepreneur I think of is Dr. Yaqub Mirza, CEO of Sterling Management Group, Incorporated in North America. When I first met him, I was struck by the calmness in his face and his voice. I later learned he had this calmness despite having under his management assets worth over $3 billion. The pen wrote in your favor. In some discussions, people have viewed Qadr as fate. This is a misunderstanding. Someone who understands this concept will know entrepreneurship and Qadr are very much linked. Our Creator is in control and He gave us enough abilities to succeed. Believing that will give you a natural, peaceful and easygoing attitude. Have you ever seen a gloomy, negative child? When was the last time you have seen a child with no big dreams? You have probably never seen such a child, no matter what their background is. That is because every human is born with a natural disposition of doing good and trusting in God. It is after we age that we become fearful. I experience that myself. I am cheerful by nature, but if I ever hang around gloomy, negative, and pessimistic people long enough, something bad will rub off on me too. Remember, a child is not worried about eating tomorrow. He is just enjoying the present moment. As adults, we too can do the same. We believe that we will be provided for through our businesses, and everything will be fine. Read. The first command to the Muslim is to read and acquire knowledge. As the ayah says, read. Read in the name of your Lord who created. Al-Quran, Surah Al-Alaq, Ayah 1. Knowledge is very important for the person who wants to succeed. Islam is truly a religion of learning. For example, at one point in time, the Muslims faced difficulties in dividing the inheritance properly. This was especially the case when the family of the defunct was large. The Quran goes into detail as to the share of each inheritor, but the cases are numerous. That pushed some Muslims to develop what we call algebraic equations today. So, how will you know where to go if you do not know the destination or the road that leads to it? Know that success comes readily when you learn the right information and think the right way about your business. By reading this book, you will learn about the principles of success as applied by Muslim entrepreneurs. The good news is that you can learn these principles and apply them in your life. Many of the entrepreneurs I interviewed learned success skills at a young age. Some other successful Muslim entrepreneurs learned their skills by themselves and were able to create their own empires. This book is going to show you what they know and how you can use it further to build your own success. What is wonderful is that most information is accessible to everyone nowadays. The ground is level, so to speak. You just have to know where to look for the information and how to use it. By the end of this book, you will know how to do both. Spread the wealth. Let's start by the end in mind. So you've got your business and you've become successful. What do you do next? What should you do with all that money? The answer is simple. Spread the goods. Spread the blessings around you. Imagine putting a smile on all those faces. Did you know there is nothing less than Jannah as a reward for someone who puts a smile on another Muslim's face? Imagine all those prayers. Imagine all those transformed lives. Imagine your new community. Their prayers and gratitude will bless and increase your wealth. Farooq Sheikh is a Muslim entrepreneur at the head of several multi-million dollar enterprises. Born in Kenya, he first started his ventures in the import-export field. After moving to the US, he now owns multiple ventures that span from technology to real estate and to investment. One of Mr. Farooq's business practices is to make the most social impact he can. On one occasion, he was developing an existing residential area in Ohio, USA. Now the area was run down. Properties had broken fences and missing windows. So he did the landscaping for the entire neighborhood, not just his property. He went as far as to repair fences and plant flowers on the sidewalks. This had the desired effect. It motivated other homeowners to take better care of their property. The result was the entire area went up in market value. Now, for a person that is only driven by profit, Farooq's move may seem to be a wasteful expenditure in the short term. But in the long term, he won big time. His property went up in value, his neighbors loved him, everybody welcomed his contribution. It was a win-win situation all around. Now that is a Muslim entrepreneur in action. You light up people's faces, transform their lives, and profit greatly at the same time. Remember, give your money and time in a way that people can prosper. You'll find you won't decrease in either. What you give will most definitely come back to you. Whatever country you are in, be concerned about the people around you. As the saying goes, when you cut down a tree, plant another one. Dr. Hani Al-Banna, founder of Islamic Relief. Dr. Hani is the man behind one of the world's biggest charity foundations, Islamic Relief. Besides the advantages mentioned above, there is also an unmatched satisfaction when you give back. Simply making a profit does not provide this satisfaction. I invite you to meditate on Allah's creation. The lion hunts and eats the antelopes, but then he ages and dies, decomposes into the soil, and is eaten by another antelope. In the same way, our Creator allows us to trade and make a great profit. After the profit is made, it is natural to give back. In this way, society will run smoothly, in balance.